The Armed Forces Officer. By S.L.A. Marshall. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Armed Forces Officer by S.L.A. Marshall is a comprehensive guide to the military profession. It is written for both the experienced and the novice military officer, and provides an overview of the history, organization, and operations of the armed forces. The book begins with a discussion of the history of the military, from its earliest beginnings to the present day. It then examines the various branches of the military, including the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. It also looks at the roles and responsibilities of officers in each branch, and the different types of missions they may be called upon to undertake. The book also covers the principles of leadership, the importance of training, and the challenges of command. Finally, it looks at the ethical and moral responsibilities of officers, and the importance of maintaining a professional attitude. The Armed Forces Officer is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the military profession. It provides an in-depth look at the history, organization, and operations of the armed forces, and offers insight into the roles and responsibilities of officers. It also provides an overview of the principles of leadership, the importance of training, and the challenges of command. Finally, it examines the ethical and moral responsibilities of officers, and the importance of maintaining a professional attitude. The Armed Forces Officer is an essential guide for anyone considering a career in the military, and for those already serving in the armed forces. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The role of the officer. Officers are responsible for leading their troops and setting an example of excellence. They must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively, and must be able to inspire their troops to follow their orders. The role of the officer is one of great responsibility and importance. Officers are expected to lead their troops with courage, integrity, and dedication. They must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively, and must be able to inspire their troops to follow their orders. Officers must also be able to assess situations and make sound judgments in order to ensure the safety and success of their troops. Officers must also be able to communicate effectively with their troops and other officers. They must be able to provide clear instructions and guidance, and must be able to motivate their troops to perform their duties to the best of their abilities. Officers must also be able to recognize and reward their troops for their hard work and dedication. Officers must also be able to maintain discipline and order among their troops. They must be able to enforce regulations and ensure that their troops are following the rules. Officers must also be able to recognize and address any issues that may arise among their troops, and must be able to resolve conflicts in a timely and effective manner. The role of the officer is one of great importance and responsibility. Officers must be able to lead their troops with courage, integrity, and dedication. They must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively, and must be able to inspire their troops to follow their orders. Officers must also be able to communicate effectively with their troops and other officers, maintain discipline and order, and recognize and reward their troops for their hard work and dedication. Main idea number 2. The nature of leadership. Leadership is not just about giving orders, but also about understanding the needs of the troops and motivating them to do their best. Officers must be able to understand the psychology of their troops and use it to their advantage. Leadership is not just about giving orders, but also about understanding the needs of the troops and motivating them to do their best. Officers must be able to understand the psychology of their troops and use it to their advantage. This means that they must be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their troops and use those to their advantage. They must also be able to recognize the potential of their troops and use that to their advantage. Leadership is also about inspiring and motivating the troops to do their best. Officers must be able to communicate effectively with their troops and be able to provide them with the necessary guidance and support. Leadership is also about setting an example for the troops to follow. Officers must be able to demonstrate the values and principles that they expect their troops to uphold. They must also be able to provide a sense of direction and purpose to their troops. Leadership is also about being able to make difficult decisions and being able to take responsibility for those decisions. Officers must be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of their troops and the mission. Leadership is also about being able to build relationships with the troops. Officers must be able to build trust and respect with their troops and be able to foster a sense of camaraderie. They must also be able to recognize the individual needs of their troops and be able to provide them with the necessary support. Leadership is also about being able to recognize the potential of their troops and use that to their advantage. Officers must be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their troops and use those to their advantage. Main idea number 3. The importance of training. Training is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. They must be able to understand the tactics and strategies of warfare, as well as the weapons and equipment used in battle. Training is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. It is important for them to understand the tactics and strategies of warfare, as well as the weapons and equipment used in battle. Training helps officers to develop the skills and knowledge necessary to lead their troops in battle. It also helps them to understand the importance of discipline and the need to maintain morale among their troops. Training also helps officers to develop the ability to think quickly and make decisions in the heat of battle. Training also helps officers to develop the ability to lead their troops in a variety of situations. They must be able to understand the different types of terrain and the best way to maneuver their troops in different environments. They must also be able to understand the different types of weapons and equipment used in battle and how to use them effectively. Training also helps officers to develop the ability to think strategically and plan ahead for future battles. Training is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. It helps them to develop the skills and knowledge necessary to lead their troops in battle. It also helps them to understand the importance of discipline and the need to maintain morale among their troops. Training also helps officers to develop the ability to think quickly and make decisions in the heat of battle, as well as the ability to lead their troops in a variety of situations. Main idea number 4. The necessity of discipline. Discipline is essential for officers to be able to maintain order and control in their troops. They must be able to enforce rules and regulations, and must be able to punish those who disobey. Discipline is an essential part of any military organization. It is the foundation upon which all other aspects of the military are built. Without discipline, officers would be unable to maintain order and control in their troops. They must be able to enforce rules and regulations, and must be able to punish those who disobey. Discipline is also necessary for the morale of the troops. It helps to create a sense of unity and purpose, and it helps to ensure that everyone is working together towards a common goal. Discipline also helps to ensure that the troops are well trained and prepared for any situation they may face. Discipline is not only important for the military, but it is also important for the individual soldier. It helps to instill a sense of responsibility and respect for authority. It also helps to ensure that the soldier is able to perform their duties in a professional manner. Discipline is also important for the safety of the troops. It helps to ensure that they are able to follow orders and stay focused on the mission at hand. The necessity of discipline is clear. Without it, the military would be unable to function properly. It is essential for officers to be able to maintain order and control in their troops, and it is essential for the individual soldier to be able to perform their duties in a professional manner. Discipline is essential for the morale of the troops, and it is essential for the safety of the troops. Discipline is an essential part of any military organization, and it is essential for the success of any mission. Main idea number 5. The need for adaptability. Officers must be able to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. They must be able to think on their feet and make decisions quickly in order to succeed. The need for adaptability is essential for officers in the armed forces. In the face of ever-changing conditions on the battlefield, officers must be able to think quickly and make decisions in a timely manner. They must be able to assess the situation and adjust their strategies accordingly. This requires a great deal of flexibility and creativity, as well as the ability to think outside the box. Officers must also be able to adapt to different cultures and environments, as well as different types of people. This is especially important in today's globalized world, where officers may find themselves in unfamiliar places and situations. Adaptability is also important for officers in terms of their own personal development. They must be able to learn from their mistakes and adjust their strategies accordingly. They must also be able to take on new challenges and responsibilities as they arise. This requires a great deal of self-discipline and the ability to stay focused on the task at hand. Finally, officers must be able to stay calm and composed in the face of adversity, as this is essential for success in the military. In short, adaptability is an essential quality for officers in the armed forces. It is a skill that must be honed and developed over time, and it is one that will serve officers well in their careers. With the right attitude and the right mindset, officers can become more adaptable and better prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. Main idea number 6. The value of experience. Experience is invaluable for officers. They must be able to draw on their past experiences in order to make the best decisions in the present. The value of experience for officers cannot be overstated. It is essential for them to be able to draw on their past experiences in order to make the best decisions in the present. Experience gives officers the ability to anticipate and plan for potential problems, as well as to recognize and take advantage of opportunities. It also allows them to develop a better understanding of the people they are leading, and to better understand the dynamics of the situation they are in. Experience also gives officers the confidence to make decisions quickly and decisively. This is especially important in the military, where decisions must often be made in the heat of battle. With experience, officers can trust their instincts and make decisions without hesitation. This can be the difference between success and failure in a mission. Finally, experience gives officers the wisdom to know when to take risks and when to play it safe. This is a critical skill for any leader, and one that can only be developed through experience. With experience, officers can make informed decisions that will benefit their unit and the mission as a whole. In short, experience is invaluable for officers. It gives them the knowledge, confidence, and wisdom to make the best decisions in any situation. Without it, officers would be unable to lead their units effectively. Main idea number 7. The power of initiative. Officers must be able to take initiative and act without orders when necessary. They must be able to think for themselves and make decisions without relying on others. The power of initiative is an essential quality for any officer in the armed forces. Officers must be able to take the initiative and act without orders when necessary. They must be able to think for themselves and make decisions without relying on others. This means that officers must be able to assess a situation and make a judgment call on the best course of action. They must be able to think on their feet and act quickly and decisively. In order to be successful, officers must be able to anticipate the needs of their troops and take action before being asked. They must be able to recognize potential problems and take steps to prevent them. They must be able to recognize opportunities and take advantage of them. Officers must be able to think ahead and plan for the future. The power of initiative is a key quality for any officer. It is essential for success in the armed forces. Officers must be able to think for themselves and act without orders when necessary. They must be able to anticipate the needs of their troops and take action before being asked. They must be able to recognize potential problems and take steps to prevent them. They must be able to recognize opportunities and take advantage of them. Officers must be able to think ahead and plan for the future. Main idea number 8. The importance of morale. Morale is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. They must be able to inspire their troops and keep them motivated in order to succeed. Morale is an essential component of any successful military organization. It is the intangible force that binds a unit together and gives it the strength to face any challenge. A unit with high morale is more likely to succeed in its mission than one with low morale. Officers must be able to inspire their troops and keep them motivated in order to succeed. This requires a strong sense of leadership and a clear vision of the mission. Leaders must be able to recognize the importance of morale and take steps to ensure that it remains high. This includes providing recognition and rewards for good performance, setting clear expectations, and providing support and guidance. Leaders must also be able to recognize when morale is low and take steps to address the issue. This could include providing additional training, offering incentives, or simply taking the time to listen to the concerns of the troops. Morale is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. It is the foundation upon which a unit's success is built. Leaders must be able to recognize the importance of morale and take steps to ensure that it remains high. This will enable them to lead their troops to success and ensure that their mission is accomplished. Main idea number 9. The need for courage. Courage is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops in battle. They must be able to face danger and make difficult decisions without fear. Courage is an essential quality for any officer in the armed forces. It is the courage to face danger and make difficult decisions without fear that allows officers to lead their troops in battle. Courage is not only necessary for the physical safety of the troops, but also for their morale. When an officer is brave and confident in the face of danger, it gives the troops the confidence to follow their orders and trust in their leader. Courage is also necessary for officers to make difficult decisions in the heat of battle. They must be able to think quickly and make decisions that will benefit their troops and the mission. This requires a level of courage and confidence that can only be gained through experience and training. The need for courage is not limited to the battlefield. Officers must also have the courage to stand up for what is right and to make difficult decisions in other areas of their job. This includes making decisions about personnel, resources, and strategy. It also includes the courage to speak up and challenge the status quo when necessary. The need for courage is essential for any officer in the armed forces. It is the courage to face danger and make difficult decisions without fear that allows officers to lead their troops in battle and make the best decisions for their mission. Main idea number 10. The role of the commander. The commander is the leader of the troops and must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively. They must be able to inspire their troops and lead them to victory. The role of the commander is one of the most important in the armed forces. They are responsible for leading their troops into battle and ensuring that they are successful. The commander must be able to make quick and effective decisions, as well as inspire their troops to fight with courage and determination. They must be able to assess the situation and make the best decisions for their troops, while also taking into account the safety of their troops. The commander must also be able to motivate their troops and ensure that they are working together as a team. The commander must also be able to communicate effectively with their troops and ensure that they understand the mission and the objectives. They must be able to provide clear instructions and ensure that their troops are following them. The commander must also be able to provide feedback and guidance to their troops, as well as recognize their achievements. Finally, the commander must be able to make difficult decisions and be willing to take responsibility for their actions. The commander is the leader of the troops and must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively. They must be able to inspire their troops and lead them to victory. The commander must also be able to assess the situation and make the best decisions for their troops, while also taking into account the safety of their troops. The commander must also be able to motivate their troops and ensure that they are working together as a team. Finally, the commander must be able to make difficult decisions and be willing to take responsibility for their actions. Main idea number 11. The necessity of planning. Planning is essential for officers to be able to succeed in battle. They must be able to anticipate the enemy's moves and plan accordingly. Planning is essential for officers to be able to succeed in battle. Without proper planning, officers will be unable to anticipate the enemy's moves and will be unable to effectively counter them. Planning allows officers to develop strategies that will give them the best chance of success. It also allows them to identify potential weaknesses in their own plans and to adjust them accordingly. Planning also allows officers to allocate resources in the most efficient manner, ensuring that they are used to their fullest potential. Planning is also important for officers to be able to effectively lead their troops. By having a plan in place, officers can ensure that their troops are aware of their objectives and the steps they need to take to achieve them. This allows officers to better coordinate their troops and to ensure that they are all working towards the same goal. Planning also allows officers to anticipate potential problems and to develop contingency plans to address them. In short, planning is essential for officers to be able to succeed in battle. Without proper planning, officers will be unable to anticipate the enemy's moves and will be unable to effectively counter them. Planning allows officers to develop strategies that will give them the best chance of success and to allocate resources in the most efficient manner. It also allows officers to effectively lead their troops and to anticipate potential problems. Planning is an essential part of being an effective officer and should not be overlooked. Main idea number 12. The power of delegation. Officers must be able to delegate tasks to their troops in order to be successful. They must be able to trust their troops and give them the responsibility to carry out their orders. The power of delegation is an essential skill for any officer. By delegating tasks to their troops, officers can ensure that their orders are carried out efficiently and effectively. Delegation also allows officers to focus on the bigger picture, while their troops take care of the details. It is important for officers to be able to trust their troops and give them the responsibility to carry out their orders. Delegation is not only beneficial for officers, but also for their troops. By delegating tasks, officers can give their troops the opportunity to develop their skills and gain experience. This can help to build morale and foster a sense of camaraderie among the troops. It also allows officers to recognize the talents and abilities of their troops and to reward them for their hard work. The power of delegation is an important tool for any officer. By delegating tasks to their troops, officers can ensure that their orders are carried out efficiently and effectively. It also allows officers to recognize the talents and abilities of their troops and to reward them for their hard work. Delegation is an essential skill for any officer, and one that can help to ensure the success of their mission. Main idea number 13. The need for communication. Communication is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. They must be able to communicate their orders clearly and concisely. The need for effective communication in the military is paramount. Officers must be able to clearly and concisely communicate their orders to their troops in order to ensure that they are carried out correctly and efficiently. Without effective communication, officers would be unable to lead their troops effectively and the mission would be at risk of failure. Effective communication also helps to build trust between officers and their troops. When officers are able to clearly communicate their orders and expectations, it helps to build a sense of trust and respect between them and their troops. This trust is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively and to ensure that their orders are followed. Finally, effective communication helps to ensure that officers and their troops are on the same page. When officers are able to clearly communicate their orders and expectations, it helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that everyone understands what is expected of them. This helps to ensure that the mission is carried out successfully and that everyone is working together towards the same goal. Main idea number 14. The value of intelligence. Intelligence is invaluable for officers. They must be able to understand the enemy's tactics and strategies in order to be successful. The value of intelligence for officers cannot be overstated. In order to be successful in their roles, officers must be able to understand the enemy's tactics and strategies. This requires a deep understanding of the enemy's capabilities, intentions, and plans. Intelligence is the key to gaining this understanding. Intelligence can provide officers with the information they need to make informed decisions. It can help them anticipate the enemy's moves and plan accordingly. It can also provide insight into the enemy's weaknesses and strengths, allowing officers to exploit those weaknesses and protect against those strengths. In addition, intelligence can provide officers with the information they need to develop effective strategies and tactics. By understanding the enemy's capabilities and intentions, officers can develop plans that will maximize their chances of success. In short, intelligence is essential for officers. Without it, they would be unable to effectively plan and execute operations. Intelligence is the key to success in the military, and officers must be able to use it to their advantage. Main idea number 15. The role of the staff. The staff is responsible for providing the commander with the information they need to make decisions. They must be able to provide accurate and timely information. The role of the staff is critical to the success of any military organization. The staff is responsible for providing the commander with the information they need to make decisions. They must be able to provide accurate and timely information, and must be able to anticipate the commander's needs. The staff must also be able to interpret the commander's orders and ensure that they are carried out. The staff must be able to provide the commander with the resources they need to accomplish their mission. They must also be able to provide advice and counsel to the commander on a variety of matters. Finally, the staff must be able to coordinate the efforts of the various branches of the military to ensure that the mission is accomplished in a timely and efficient manner. The staff must be knowledgeable in a variety of areas, including military tactics, strategy, logistics, and operations. They must also be familiar with the laws and regulations governing the military. The staff must be able to think critically and analytically, and must be able to make decisions quickly and accurately. They must also be able to communicate effectively with the commander and other members of the staff. Finally, the staff must be able to work well with others and be able to work as part of a team. The staff is an integral part of any military organization, and their role is essential to the success of the mission. The staff must be knowledgeable, organized, and able to think critically and analytically. They must be able to provide the commander with the information they need to make decisions, and must be able to interpret and carry out the commander's orders. The staff must also be able to coordinate the efforts of the various branches of the military to ensure that the mission is accomplished in a timely and efficient manner. Main idea number 16. The necessity of logistics. Logistics is essential for officers to be able to supply their troops with the necessary resources. They must be able to plan and coordinate the movement of supplies and personnel. Logistics is an essential part of any military operation. Without proper logistics, officers would be unable to provide their troops with the necessary resources to carry out their mission. Logistics involves the planning and coordination of the movement of supplies and personnel. It is the responsibility of the officer to ensure that the necessary resources are available when and where they are needed. This includes the transportation of personnel and supplies, the procurement of necessary equipment, and the maintenance of supplies and equipment. Logistics is also important for the morale of the troops. When the troops have the necessary resources to carry out their mission, they are more likely to be motivated and perform better. This is why it is important for officers to ensure that their troops have the necessary resources to carry out their mission. Without proper logistics, the morale of the troops can suffer, leading to decreased performance and effectiveness. Logistics is also important for the safety of the troops. Without proper logistics, the troops may not have the necessary resources to protect themselves from enemy forces. This can lead to increased casualties and decreased effectiveness. Therefore, it is essential for officers to ensure that their troops have the necessary resources to protect themselves and carry out their mission. In conclusion, logistics is an essential part of any military operation. Without proper logistics, officers would be unable to provide their troops with the necessary resources to carry out their mission. It is the responsibility of the officer to ensure that the necessary resources are available when and where they are needed. Logistics is also important for the morale and safety of the troops, and it is essential for officers to ensure that their troops have the necessary resources to protect themselves and carry out their mission. Main idea number 17. The power of technology. Technology is essential for officers to be able to succeed in battle. They must be able to understand and use the latest weapons and equipment in order to be successful. The power of technology is undeniable in the modern battlefield. In order for officers to be successful, they must be able to understand and use the latest weapons and equipment. This means that they must be able to quickly learn and adapt to new technologies, as well as be able to effectively use them in battle. Technology can give officers an edge in battle, allowing them to outmaneuver and outgun their opponents. It can also provide them with better situational awareness, allowing them to make better decisions in the heat of battle. Technology can also help officers to better coordinate their forces. By using communication systems, officers can quickly and easily relay orders and information to their troops. This can help them to better coordinate their forces and ensure that they are working together in a cohesive manner. Technology can also help officers to better monitor their troops, allowing them to quickly respond to any changes in the battlefield. In short, technology is essential for officers to be able to succeed in battle. They must be able to understand and use the latest weapons and equipment in order to be successful. By doing so, they can gain an edge in battle and better coordinate their forces. Technology can be a powerful tool for officers, and they must be able to use it effectively in order to be successful. Main idea number 18. The need for cooperation. Cooperation is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. They must be able to work with other officers and troops in order to achieve their objectives. The need for cooperation is paramount in the military. Officers must be able to work together in order to achieve their objectives. This means that they must be able to communicate effectively, coordinate their efforts, and trust each other. Without cooperation, officers will not be able to lead their troops effectively. Cooperation is also essential for officers to be able to make the best decisions for their troops. By working together, officers can share their knowledge and experience, and come up with the best solutions to any given problem. This allows them to make the most informed decisions possible, which can help ensure the success of their mission. Finally, cooperation is necessary for officers to be able to build strong relationships with their troops. By working together, officers can build trust and respect with their troops, which can help them to be more effective leaders. This trust and respect can also help to create a sense of camaraderie among the troops, which can help to make them more effective in their duties. The need for cooperation is essential for officers to be able to lead their troops effectively. By working together, officers can ensure that their troops are able to achieve their objectives, make the best decisions, and build strong relationships. Cooperation is the key to success in the military, and officers must be able to work together in order to be successful. Main idea number 19. The role of the media. The media is responsible for informing the public about the activities of the armed forces. They must be able to provide accurate and timely information in order to maintain public support. The role of the media in informing the public about the activities of the armed forces is an important one. The media must be able to provide accurate and timely information in order to maintain public support for the military. This is especially true in times of war, when the public needs to be kept informed of the progress of the conflict and the sacrifices being made by the men and women in uniform. The media must also be able to provide a balanced view of the conflict, so that the public can make informed decisions about their support for the military. The media must also be able to provide a platform for the voices of those in the military. This includes providing a forum for the stories of those who have served, as well as those who are currently serving. This allows the public to gain a better understanding of the realities of military life and the sacrifices that are made by those in uniform. It also allows the public to gain a better understanding of the issues that the military is facing, and how they can best support those who are serving. The media also has a responsibility to provide a platform for the voices of those who oppose the military. This allows the public to gain a better understanding of the issues that are being debated, and to make informed decisions about their support for the military. It also allows the public to gain a better understanding of the potential consequences of military action, and to make informed decisions about their support for the military. The media has an important role to play in informing the public about the activities of the armed forces. They must be able to provide accurate and timely information in order to maintain public support for the military. They must also be able to provide a platform for the voices of those in the military, as well as those who oppose the military, in order to ensure that the public is able to make informed decisions about their support for the military. Main idea number 20. The value of tradition. Tradition is invaluable for officers. They must be able to draw on the experiences of their predecessors in order to make the best decisions in the present. The value of tradition in the armed forces cannot be overstated. It is the foundation upon which all officers must build their knowledge and understanding of their profession. Tradition provides a wealth of experience and wisdom that can be drawn upon to make the best decisions in the present. It is a source of guidance and inspiration that can help officers to navigate the complexities of their profession. Tradition is also a source of pride and identity for officers. It is a reminder of the long and distinguished history of the armed forces and the sacrifices made by those who have gone before. It is a reminder of the values and principles that have been passed down through generations of officers and the importance of upholding them. Finally, tradition is a source of continuity and stability. It provides a sense of continuity and consistency in the face of ever-changing circumstances. It is a reminder that the same values and principles that have been passed down through generations of officers still apply today. The value of tradition in the armed forces is immense. It is a source of guidance, inspiration, pride, identity, continuity, and stability. It is a reminder of the long and distinguished history of the armed forces and the importance of upholding the values and principles that have been passed down through generations of officers. It is an invaluable resource for officers and should be respected and cherished.